Want Slug Magazine to come to you? Enjoy Slug Magazine all year long, no matter where you are. We offer subscription services to the United States for just $35 a year. Visit slugmag.bigcartel.com to sign up for your Slug Magazine subscription.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I get the warnings out of my now you can assume. Hi, I'm Jared Montgomery from ChoiceCoin. Derek Wettenkamp plays bass and Nate Herrer plays the drums. I write music and play the guitar. Derek uses he, they pronouns. Nate and I use he, him. ChoiceCoin's a sad band. We played DIY emo indie rock music, little bits of like screamo and math rock mixed in. Think 90s Midwest emo, like American Football meets early Silverstein. ChoiceCoin comes from both D&D, I use a coin in my Dungeons & Dragons dice set that I've always called my choice coin, but a little bit more poetically, when I was 19, I lived in my car for about a month, and every day when I woke up, if I hit a big city, I just like drove and drove and drove. If I hit a major city with interstates, I'd flip a coin and decide which direction I was going. I was living with really heavy alcoholic girlfriend as a teenager. She was a little bit older. I was like 18, 19. We would go through like $300-$400 of booze in a couple weeks. And I lost it. I couldn't hang anymore. And I packed my bags and like my acoustic guitar and jumped in my car. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. It was really therapeutic. I mean, I was drinking a lot before then as a 19-year-old, and so I spent a month, you know, completely sober, which was really great. It didn't last that long once I was back in Southern Utah with nothing to do, but it was a really good mind-clearing experience, you know, just going where, like, I had plenty of money and savings, so I just hopped in the car and was like, okay, gas is expensive, but, like, I'm just gonna sleep in the parking lot. After I got back from living in my car and moved to Southern Utah, that was the first time I really approached a music scene. I was completely ignoring my declining mental health and self-medicating with alcohol, while at the same time cohabitating and playing in a band with an extremely emotionally abusive person. When I started addressing my mental health, I was kicked out of the band in my apartment. A lot of my DIY ethic comes from the fact that there wasn't an established scene a lot of the time. Cedar City's a little bit different at that time. We had a really great independent record store run by Tim and Lisa Kretzinger, but Tim died of cancer a few years ago, and their music scene has really, really suffered since. And even still, that music scene was really geared toward blues, Americana, and folk music. And so, like, finding a way to get your foot in the door was a little bit difficult. Tim and Lisa were great and hosted all kinds of music, but it really wasn't conducive to heavy music or punk rock, which I was mostly playing at the time. And then, like, compare that to moving to Salt Lake, where I stepped into a band that was established because, like, you could find members here. Like, you can find other musicians here. And then it was like, oh, we've got shows at these places. And it's like, we don't have to, like, own a PA to play a show. That was a huge revelation for me.
Changing. Am I high?
I learned a lot about being in a music scene in Cedar City, but the whole ordeal left a sour taste in the mouth. After that, I moved my belongings and all my music gear into my parents' garage in Tokerville, stayed in my parents' guest room for a short period before my sister offered me a spare bedroom in her apartment in Logan. I was like, okay, I guess I'm gonna go live in a college town. So I lived in Logan for 4 years. For the most part, it was really great. I didn't play much music there, just kind of hobby played guitar. I would maybe pick it up once a month, once every other month if I wasn't really feeling it. I've always been a music enthusiast. I was still listening to new music, finding new stuff, but as far as my contributions, it was definitely just a process of relearning how to express myself. I was learning to be emotionally vulnerable in new ways, and I wasn't ready to share that emotional vulnerability with other people. I've never been able to write lyrics that didn't, like, come from a deep, usually dark place in me. So when I got a hold of my mental health and I didn't need to write to keep myself alive. So I was like, yeah, maybe do it occasionally. I had to learn to, like, really be honest that I was still having these really dark times and that it's okay to express them in song as a way to, like, bring attention to it, to cope with it. You're about to listen to Disappointment is a Dish Best Served Cold from our new EP. There's also a single of the song with an Eichler's remix, which is really great. Here's Disappointment is a Dish Best Served Cold. You can find Choice Coin online at Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music, pretty much anywhere that you stream, you can find Choice Coin. We have been working on 6 new tracks that aren't on the EP for our next release, but everything's on hold right now. I'm working on songwriting. There are new songs coming, but full band versions are probably a ways off considering. But man, once there is a vaccine, local shows are gonna pop the fuck off. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Have a band or musical project you'd like to share with hundreds of people at once? Craft Lake City is currently taking performer applications for the 12th annual Craft Lake City DIY Festival at the Utah State Fairgrounds. Apply online at craftlakecity.com. Applications are due May 18th.